tackling the Jewish problem or solving the Jewish question involved perpetrators from different layers of society and with different professional backgrounds. They implemented more than 1,200 laws and decrees to deprive Jews of any legal status, take away their property, arrest them, and deport them before the victims were eventually killed through mass shootings, forced labor, or industrial-style killing centers. Administrative coordination was essential to ensure that the complex logistics of these measures could be implemented smoothly in a legal framework which suggested a certain degree of reliability, provided for the necessary communicative channels, and reduced the impact on the functioning of the majority society. Legal provisions were put in place to provide for exceptions, ensure that obligations were met, debts were paid, and that the Jews could disappear without leaving too much of a legal void harmful to the functioning of society. One example of the carefully prepared legal framework for unprecedented acts of violence was the 11th decree supplementing the Reich Citizenship Law of November 25, 1941. It facilitated the deportation and murder of Jews by determining that deported Jews would lose their citizenship and hence their property.